you know, was to start Slichos this Motzei Shabbos. And it's always the Motzei Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, in condition that there are a minimum of 4 days. And the Poskim bring two opinions to why 4 days. One opinion is because there was a minhag kadmonim to fast for 10 days around Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But you can't fast all Aseres Yemei Tshuva, because you can't fast only 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, and Erev Yom Kippur, so you're missing 4 days. So they added on 4 days before Rosh Hashanah as part of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so to speak, as part of the Yemei Adin. And therefore, in some ways, according to that pshat, this is literally part of the Yemei Adin. The other pshat that's brought down in the poskim is because a karban, before it's brought for Hakrava, requires 4 days of Shmira. It needs 4 days of preparation. And since, according to Chazal, Yom Adin during Rosh Hashanah, we're bringing ourselves as karbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these 4 days are the days of Shmira for that karban. And therefore, in reality, these days are very important, that we should prepare ourselves during these days in Slichos to become that karban on Rosh Hashanah. You can't just decide on Rosh Hashanah, here I am. You can't just decide on Rosh Hashanah, I am a karban. You need the 4 days of preparation, and those are these 4 days of Slichos. So we see the tremendous value of these days of Slichos. Just a few details in Halacha. When you wake up for Slichos, you should wash shnei vasa, probably make them till Yadayim, definitely say Birkas HaTorah, Asher Yatzar and Elokai Neshama, and afterwards say Slichos, and then from then on continue with your Birkas HaShachar. If we say Slichos at night, obviously in that case you don't repeat. If you didn't just wake up, then you don't repeat those brachos of Birkas HaShachar. But important to say Birkas HaTorah definitely if you just woke up before the Slichos. One or two more details that are important. Every piyut that we have in Slichos has to start off with Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu. It says it in the Slichos, but it's smaller usually, and sometimes you skip that. That's important. That's a halacha that's brought down. If for some reason you miss Slichos, which might be applicable to some of you guys this morning, then in that case, when you say Slichos yourself, you don't have the opportunity to say the Yudgimel Midos, and the Yudgimel Midos in reality might be the punchline. It's definitely the high point of the Slichos, so therefore it's very chashuv to say Slichos in the Tzibur, so you could say the Yudgimel Midos. Another important point is that the few piyutim, or the few paragraphs right after the Yudgimel Midos, which most of us read very quickly, according to many poskim, is the real crux of the real punchline of the Slichos, and therefore make sure to say those with Yishuv Adas and understand what they're talking about. Last but not least, at the end of Slichos in most Sfarim, it says three times Vinui, three times Ashamnu. That is not the minhag that we follow. The minhag that we follow is just to say once Ashamnu and not three times Ashamnu like the Grub Paskins, and therefore make sure to skip the other two times just to say once Ashamnu and afterwards go straight to the Prakim of Anenu to Tachanu. Okay, so.
9:50. 9:50. Thank you.